now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Jason Whiteson is back from SpyVibe.com to talk about the film The Liquidator. Plus, we find out about a new Midwestern Tiki Festival. We'll chat to the organizer there. A story of a message in a bottle, the World of Swank gig guide coming your way, and our segment, Dear Coop. It's the Cocktail Nation with lounge leader Coop Cooper, kicking off with Frank Bennett now and his version of Material Girl.
Kiss her, some boys hug her, she thinks they're okay. If they don't give her proper credit, then she just walks away. Well, they can beg, they can plead, but they can't see the light.
That's right.
So the boy with the cold hard cash is always Mr. Right. 'Cause we're living in a material world, and she's a material girl. 'Cause we're living in a material world, and she's a material girl. Some guys romance, some guys slow dance. Well, that's alright with her. If they can't raise her interest well, she'll have to let them go. Well, some boys try, some boys lie, but she don't let them play, no way. It's only boys that save their pennies can make her rainy day. 'Cause we're living in a material world, she's a material girl. 'Cause we're material world, and she's a material girl. Come and boys may go. Well, that's alright, you see. Experience has made her rich, and now she's after me. 'Cause we're living in a material world, and she's a material girl. 'Cause we're living in a material world, and she is a material girl.
This is the Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net.
Gone and got the blues in Paris. Paris blues called as you take. How can I be blue in Paris? Because you're far away. Can't lose this blues, this agitate. Sidewalk tables filled with people, always happy, always gay. Still I'm all alone in Paris, praying you'll return someday. Can't lose this, lose this as you may.
much I need you. You'd come back to me to stay. Having you with me in Paris really is the only way to lose this blues, this agitation.
Cocktail Nation with Lounge Leader Coop Cooper, Naughty Ones, Azurte. Do check out the website cocktailnation.net. Also, we've got our Cocktail Nation Twitter feed. The handle is Cocktail Nation. And on Facebook, the handle that you'll need is Cocktail Nation Radio.
Broadcasting up high from the center of Sydney, Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Where am I?
You're with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation.
Tumbling down a short, dark alley this time with an interesting composition from Lalo Schifrin of Mission Impossible fame. The 1966 film The Liquidator, starring Rod Taylor, was based on the book by John Gardner, who would later go on to write James Bond continuation novels. Similar to stories such as Our Man in Havana, the plot dealt with misunderstanding and consequences as protagonist Boise Oakes finds himself recruited as an assassin and has to farm out the hits to keep up appearances. Schifrin's score included an intro and outro sung by Shirley Bassey, and this piece, for me, the most notable element of the film, Schifrin's little gem called The Killer.
We'll see you back here with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation. And please visit www.spyvibe.com, the home of 1960s style in action.
Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
So stark wie ein Bär und seh wie Tier ist nur nur sieben. Und alle Damen lieben Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Coco Cocktail Nation.
Central Sydney.
We are just so thankful for this station because I just love it.
The Cocktail Nation.
You know, we have songs we like, we know it's good.
Coop Cooper on The Cocktail Nation.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Fill my heart with song.
Cocktail Nation with David Rose and Sunset Strip. Also played Bobby Darin and Fly Me to the Moon. This week in Lounge Life magazine, a new movie that you might like to check out when it comes to your town. It is called Ladies in Black. It's set in 1959 in Sydney. And some great social commentary on higher education for girls of that period. Laurie Mitchell, the villainess in Queen of Outer Space, has passed away at the age of 90. And a German roofer working on a cathedral found a message in a bottle written by his grandfather. It was written in about 1930, and his grandfather was talking about how they've had some hard times, high unemployment, and how difficult things are in this particular village. And his grandfather, who was a roofer, left this sealed in a bottle and then amazingly discovered by the grandson. Just incredible. Anyway, check out the story by the Lounge Life magazine, along with many other stories updated regularly. Here's Frank Sinatra taking a chance on love on the Cocktail Nation.
Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. All aglow again. Taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. Starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cars were a frame-up, I never would try. Now I'm taking that game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now. I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now. Taking a chance on love. Here I slip again, about to take that trip again. I got that grip again. Taking a chance on love. Now I prove again that I can make life move again. I'm in the groove again, taking a chance on love. I walk around with a horseshoe, in clover I lie. And brother rabbit, of course you better kiss your foot goodbye. On that ball again, I'm riding for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance on love.
The Cocktail Nation.
Juste Louise Cooper.
You're a spy!
An ordinary black leather case with 20 rounds of ammunition here and here.
Why can't you just be a good boy and die?
You first.
You stand for everything I write against.
Well, this should be interesting.
Cocktail Nation.
With Hugo Montenegro and Saul Bossa Nova, Robert Drazen before that.
On the Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Cooper.
You can write to me anytime via the email thecocktailnation@gmail.com, and you can also get in touch via the social media pages as well. This one from Mark Rhodes, who wrote, "This is the first time I've written to you. I've listened to your show for a long time, and I enjoy every minute of it. I'm not inclined to wear vintage clothes, and I love my new Tesla, but I sure do love the music you play." Mark Rhodes. Thank you, Mark, for your message. And you don't need to drive a classic car or wear vintage clothes to dig this music, so it's perfectly fine. Here's Pink Martini's City of Night on the Cocktail Nation.
All the lips painted.
Life tips sont de Cocktail Nation.
It's the ideal life. Pleasure, variety, it's fabulous. You ought to try it.
Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
Man from Metro. Look at the World of Swank gig guide for pastimealbumclocks.com. Wednesday nights, Bourbon and Banner in Dallas. It is Ricky Derrick. In Vegas, you can see the Sharps playing at the Golden Tiki. Tiki Day coming up September 30th at Disneyland. October 6th, the Glebe record sale is on in Sydney. October 12th, the Tiki Weekender. This is at Tuckaway Shores Resort. October 13th, Tiki Safari at the Factory Theatre in Sydney. And coming up October 20, it's the Malahini Tiki Festival being held at Overland Park in Kansas. Mark Modro is one of the men behind this. He joins me on the phone. So I understand this is a brand new event and Kansas needed a Tiki Festival.
Absolutely. Well, the West Coast, I came from California where there is so much tiki and there are great festivals that have been established for many years. The East Coast of the United States also has a couple of major festivals that happen each year. But the entire center of the United States has been seriously underserved. Mm. So this is my, my attempt at building a great festival where people will come from everywhere. Do have people coming from both the East Coast and the West Coast.
We know all tiki festivals across the US are always very well supported, so I don't think you're going to have any problem getting a lot of people turning up. There's no doubt about that.
Not at all. No, there is the most tremendous supportive community here. Now, I came to Kansas City in April of 2017, and I discovered that there were all of these really fantastic people who had tiki bars in their basements, and most of them didn't know each other. They formed a Facebook group called Mo Can Tiki. Mo for Missouri, K for Kansas, as Kansas City kind of sits on the border. And they started communicating with each other. And now these people have become dear friends and just incredible supporters of building a tiki festival here.
That is fantastic. Now tell us a little bit about this festival. What sort of things have you got lined up?
So we have a full day. It's a one-day festival with a full day of entertainment. So we have a band, the Tiki Torches. We've got hula dancers. We have exotica music. We have Daryl Brogdon from Kansas Public Radio. There are also vendors and artists. artists coming from all over the United States, including from California, and some of the big names of tiki art, and people selling great handmade and vintage tiki and clothing also. So food. We'll have great Hawaiian-style food, and I put together a group of five tiki bartenders from all over the Midwest, and each one of them is bringing their own specialty cocktail.
That's incredible. One of the things that a lot of tiki festivals do is have some symposiums, some experts on various subjects. You're going to have that sort of thing going on?
Absolutely. We have five of them. So we'll learn about exotica music. We'll have hula dancing lessons. We have our local KC Modernism group, who will tell us all about the history of the building that we're in, which is quite fabulous. It's a 1959 Googie architecture that was built originally as a bowling alley, and then an ice skating rink was added. So this is really distinctive wild architecture for suburban Kansas City. We have Brother Cleve coming from Boston. So Brother Cleve will be here to discuss the history of tiki. He's an amazing speaker and just a fantastic guy. So he'll be telling us a lot of stuff that we didn't know before.
Yeah. Tell us, I would imagine doing a major festival is, that's a big deal. Have you done anything like this before?
Well, this has about 500 moving parts, so I'm spending a few months of solid 80-hour weeks, but fortunately there's a great team of people helping out. The excitement is so high to have a tiki festival here, because so many of the people who live here, they'll travel 1,000-2,000 miles to go to a tiki festival somewhere else. So it's pretty exciting to have one in their own backyard.
Absolutely. Well, look, this is very exciting. When it popped up on my radar, I thought, I haven't heard of this festival before. This has got to be new. So, really, really pleased to see that something like this is popping up in Kansas. Coming up Saturday, October the 20th. The best place to gather to grab the tickets is MalahiniTikiFest.com, where you can grab your tickets and find out more about the events that are going to be going on and plan your day. So, it's going to be huge over at the Johnson County Arts and Heritage Center, Overland Park in Kansas. Mark, it's been fantastic talking to you, and I hope that we get to talk again next year about this festival, because this is fantastic. So all the best for festival number one.
Thank you. I'd love to have you join us next year.
The Cocktail Nation.
Broadcasting up high from the center of Sydney. Coop Cooper.
Anytime you're ready, pal.
Cocktail Nation.
Switch you to our midday movie.
The Cocktail Nation. Music for your jet set lifestyle.
They call us lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky. When you take my hand or touch my cheek, I know I'm on a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky when we kiss, when we sigh. They say you're lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy, but darling, so touch my cheek. I know I'm on a lifetime lucky streak, a lucky rainbow lights the sky when we kiss, when we sigh. They say you're lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy, and darling, so am I, such a lucky guy, I'm such a lucky girl.
Une faction de Cocktail Nation.
Perpetuating lie. How do you sleep at night?
Bed made of money. I hate to break it to you, but there is no big lie. There is no system. The universe is indifferent.
Man, why'd you have to say that?
Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
With Art Van Dam and Cheers. Next week on the show, I'm taking a brief holiday by the beach. So I'm going to bring you a Cocktail Nation Twilight show. I'm going to leave you with the Stolen Idols now and On Tonga Shores. Stay happy.